You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio in the RNIB's London office, the Grimaldi building today, as there has been some testing of accessible voting, which has been happening with a lot of people testing it. And I'm joined by Tom Hawthorne from the Electoral Commission. Tom, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio. What has your sort of involvement been in today?
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to speak to you. We've been involved because the Electoral Commission is providing support both to blind and partially sighted voters and to election staff, the people who run elections. And what we want to do for today is to find out a little bit more about what sorts of tools and equipment might help people to vote in secret and with confidence.
And as somebody myself who's voted a few times as a visually impaired person, I know how sometimes it can be a little bit tricky. What sort of systems have people been testing today? Because I believe you've had a go yourself.
Yes, so I think people are going to be testing a range of systems, including some of the support that's already available in polling stations for people when they go to vote. So we provide guidance and tells election staff what they need to provide. So it might be things like the tactile voting device. So that's a piece of equipment that sits on the top of a ballot paper and can help you find the box that you need to use. But what we're also going to hear about is some of the more technological based support aids, so some audio devices and also an audio device that's connected to a tactile voting device.
And I suppose part of it is what's going to be then available at the polling station for people to come and vote on their own. And I suppose sometimes this sort of tactile voting overlay, it's got to be, it's crucial where it's placed, isn't it?
Yes, and we know that people are struggling, they're finding it hard to vote. We know that they will get some support and assistance in polling stations, but we also know that some people need something different, something extra than what's provided at the moment.
And, you know, sort of what will sort of you be feeding back and taking from today, and how will that help to improve the experience of blind and partially sighted people when they do go and vote?
Well, it's really, really important for us that we can base our work on evidence. So what we're hoping to get from today's session is some really good, solid evidence about what works in practice, so that we can feed that into our guidance. So we'll be able to tell returning officers, actually, this piece of equipment is going to work really well for voters who are blind or partially sighted. But we also need to make sure that it's feasible for returning officers, the people that run elections, to provide that equipment, and also that they have the funding to provide that equipment. And that's where our colleagues in the government come in, because they're going to pay the bills, they're going to pay for the equipment.
Because I suppose it is about that experience of blind and partially sighted people, what's available, what people can sort of experience when they go to vote, what the sort of support is like there, because voting stations or polling stations are very different all over the country, and it's also knowing what's going to be available and what the returning officer can offer people.
Absolutely, and it's really, really important that people are able to find out what sort of support is going to be available to them in the polling station and how they can ask for something a bit different, a bit more. So one of the things that we are providing is a lot of information on our website, which is electoralcommission.org.uk. Lots of information for voters there. But we've also worked in partnership with a range of organisations, including RNIB, to develop resources that local authorities and partner organisations can use to help raise awareness of what's available.
And if a blind or partially sighted person is going to vote, maybe in the next election or local elections coming up, how can they sort of find out what's available at their polling station?
Well, one of the first things that they can do is visit our website, and they'll find out there what sort of equipment is going to be provided in every polling station. If that's not going to meet their needs, then what they can do is contact their local elections team at their local council. And again, on our website, there'll be a postcode lookup tool. So you can enter your postcode and find out the phone number contact details for the local authority. And if you need something a bit more, a bit extra, then you can talk to the elections team and ask them if they can provide that.
And I suppose the other option would maybe to have a proxy vote to be able to vote from home, isn't it? Is that as accessible as it can be?
Yeah, so there's two options. You can apply to appoint a proxy, which is when someone will go to the polling station for you and actually cast the vote on your behalf. Or you can apply to vote by post, which I know is not going to be an accessible way of voting for lots of people. One thing that voters who go to polling stations will also be able to do is to take a companion who can support and assist them. And if none of those are available, then the polling station staff themselves are able to assist and support voters. But we also know that that's not going to work for lots of people, and it's not as accessible as possible. And it means that people won't always be able to vote in secret and independently. So that's why the session today is so so important because it'll give us more information about some of the tools that might be able to help.
And I suppose the final sort of burning question that I suspect a lot of people like myself who are blind and partially sighted and use technology quite a lot is, will there be a day in the future when it goes digital?
There may be. I think it's probably a little way off. We know that the technology exists. Lots of us use technology to cast a vote in TV shows and for other types of elections. But at the moment, the technology probably isn't there to make sure that we can do it securely and with confidence. So that might be a little bit further down the track, I think.
Well, we hope for maybe more news on that later down the track, as you say, Tom. But thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.